everybody, this is John, and this is the Blast from the Past Bang Minicast. I just thought that up right now. Anyway, as a regular and valued listener of the Bang Radio Hour, you know that Tom and I scale back in the off-season. We only do a show once per month. But this year, we're going to do something a little different, and we're going to give you these little mini-editions with maybe two or three bits from back in the archives, just to tide you over every week. We've got 14 years worth of material just to play with here, and this edition is going to start off right now with Lou Holtz giving the Pitt Panthers a pep talk in the fall of 2007.
Man, I hope you're as upset as I am, because if you are, we will annihilate West Virginia here today. Why am I upset? Because of everything I read in the paper. I understand people that can play. People that can't play coach, and people that can't play or coach reports, but it still upsets me.
It still upsets me.
Jesus Christ. Say, I got to get a rain slicker in here for some of these people in front of me.
This is unbelievable. Lou Holtz did a pep talk for Pitt, and it worked.
God, could you imagine him just saying pep talk for Pitt?
I pick up the paper and the first thing
I pick up a paper.
I pick up the paper and the first thing I see.
Thing I read. University of Pittsburgh's never beaten a number one school in the history of the school. Well, that's true until today. Oh, this one really upset me where I read. Or when I asked one of our players, how hard does Coach Holtz to play? And he said, I don't know. I never tried. And that's obvious. And then this one, this stupid thing that we're a 28-point underdog. Do you realize that we're the biggest underdog in the entire country this week? Nobody gives us a chance to win. It makes you so mad you just want to rip it up.
You just want to tear it to shreds.
And he does.
Oh, God, that guy is, you know, I understand he's a good football coach, and I understand he can be very motivational, but honest to God, how can you listen to him spit all over everything? He's worse than any of them. He really is.
He's worse than Bill Cowher.
He's 100 times worse than Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher got those giant caps put on his teeth for TV, and I think it stops all the spit back on his throat.
Well, you need Coach X for Holtz, too.
Well, I tell you what, when they gave Cowher those caps, they should have, you know, like toned him down a little bit.
Right.
When he starts to grin in that studio, you can't see anything else.
I know.
Oh, my God.
You want to rip it up, and you want to rip them to pieces. And, man,
you just want to tear them to shreds.
If I could give you one thing in this world, it's the one thing I can't give you. I give you respect. It's obvious the paper doesn't give you any respect. You know what, man? That is the one thing you have to earn on your own. I can't give it to you.
Nope.
But today, you have an opportunity to go out there and show the country and the world that they gain respect for this football team. Because when they do, man, when you earn the respect, then no more will a newspaper be able to criticize you or tear you up because you actually believe and you get things done.
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage.
It's just trash.
Mike Gundy jumping in there. No, you know, I guess he does this at all his motivational speeches because he ripped this newspaper all up, right?
Right.
And then he folds it all up together and everything, and he continues the pep talk as if he's the coach of Pitt. Mm-hmm. And at the end, the paper was whole. He did a magic trick.
And presto change-o. Abracadabra.
And then on, what was it, Sunday night during the BCS selection show, he took credit for Pitt winning.
It was a pep talk.
Mark May.
Hey, the Knicks won last night, too. You're on a roll. You're on a roll with the pep talks.
Are you this laugh
Who is that?
Of his? That's Lou Holtz.
Oh, my God.
Last night, too.
Oh, my God.
And he needs,
oh, God.
He needs to learn how to say championship.
He needs to learn how to say everything with an S or a CH in it.
Have you heard him say championship?
Championship.
National championship.
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 National championship.
National championship. That's a championship what you got right there. Now look what I did with this here newspaper. I ripped it up and now it's all back together again. I am the magician's championship. You know? Hey, Mark May, give me a watch. Watch this.
This is the best of Bang Cartoon Radio.
Hey, doesn't this thing on my lip make me look like Pat O'Brien?
Let's go get some coke and some whores.
All right. Evel Knievel has passed away.
Oh, gee. You know what? Skeeter and Duane are just all broke up over that.
I bet they are.
He was a childhood hero of mine, you know.
He was a moron is what he was.
Used to come a time I'd get on my bicycle and try to jump over the trailer.
I mean, it's just stupid. You know, that really jump was. I remember that one of when he claimed he wasn't going to jump again, his first attempt to jump those 13 buses and he wiped out and he's standing in the middle of the stadium being held up and he gets a hold of the mic and says, "I will never ever jump again.
Say no to drugs, kids."
And they said, why won't you? And he says, "Well, it's just too painful."
The jumping's easy. The landing part's the hard thing.
I'm going to tell you what. I grew up with Evel Knievel when I was a kid, all right?
Right.
He was all big and famous. I can remember the Evel Knievel stunt bike toy.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing that opened up.
Oh, yeah, and he would ride up on top of his handlebars and all that kind of shit like that.
Yeah.
He caused more broken necks and legs than I can possibly.
I know.
But, you know, the thing that I remember the most about him is when he had a big event. And they, here it comes. And they had all this big promotion. I mean, literally, y'all young folks don't remember. He would have weeks of promos on ABC Wide World of Sports with Jim McKay. And that was big stuff. And here he comes. He's going to jump the fountains at Caesar Palace. And he's up in the air. And, he's wiped out sliding across the pavement. He's broken every bone in his body again.
I know.
Every time, man. You remember the Snake River Canyon jump?
Well, that was the best because the chute opened early. He's going, it was like watching the Roadrunner and the Coyote, and he goes shooting up and he's almost stops in midair and just goes straight down.
Dude, that had so much hype. That had so much buildup to it. It was as big as the Super Bowl back then, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even have a motorcycle. It was this rocket thing. It was set up on this launch pad. I remember when I turned it on and I saw that thing, I was like, what the hell is that? Where's this motorcycle? I thought he was going to jump the canyon in a motorcycle.
I know, and it looked like he got the parts out of a Cracker Jack box.
It looked like the little toy cars I would draw when I was in second grade. You remember with the pointy front and the pointy top and the bubble top? It looked just like them.
Right.
Homer Simpson designed one on The Simpsons when he met his brother. Remember, and he designed the car? And that thing barely got off the launch pad, and the chute came up, and I can remember him just slowly drifting down into that canyon while they're trying to make it sound like he did something. Well, we spent millions on this telecast, and there he goes, down into the canyon.
Everybody tuned in for it, though.
Oh, my God. What a loser he was, man. What an absolute loser.
Well, here, I'm going to turn him into even more of a loser with this this song here. This was done by
is this the ballad?
Yeah, but it's a different one. It's not the Hub Reynolds did the ballad of Evel Knievel that everybody knows.
Good old Hub Reynolds.
This guy does a different version. His name is John Mahoney, and this is his version of the ballad of Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel is a hell of a guy. He'll ride his sackle
and then go straight down.
Evel Knievel is a hell of a guy. He jumps his motorcycle after drinking a bunch of rye. He'll jump Devil's Canyon 600 feet deep. And if he don't make it, poor Linda's gonna weep.
What? Who's gonna weep? His wife?
His insurance agent.
I thought he said Melinda. Is that the name of his wife?
Melinda's gonna weep.
It sounds like Benny Hill mixed in there, doesn't it?
His body's made of iron.
Evel Knievel's riding on the motorcycle. Benny Hill's smacking him on the back of the head.
Sometimes he likes to boast. He's cocky and he's handsome and different than most.
That's the Benny Hill music, dude.
I see him running.
That is the Benny Hill music.
For the money and he rides for the fame. When he jumps Old Snake River, will he earn his angel's wings?
When he jumps Old Snake River, so this must have been written, he must have done this right before he tried to jump it.
I'm telling you, the hype for that was huge.
Yeah, so he did this song. I'm going to write a song about Evel. He's going to jump Snake River.
Oh, when Evel, he jumps it, I'll do a little dance. And when he's falling down the hill, he'll crap right in his pants. Evel Knievel is a hell of a man. If he can't jump Snake River, nobody can.
Nobody can.
Oh, man. That's enough of that.
My God.
Oh.
Evel Knievel's a hell of a guy. He gets so drunk before he rides, he has to close one eye.
Now, this one here is one that Evel did. And this is a poem called Why.
Why?
It's called Why. W-H-Y. Why. The, and it's from,
it pays,
it's,
that's why.
He put out a 1974 album called Evil Speaks to the Kids.
Oh, God.
Oh, this one's going to kill you, man. Wait till you get a load of some of this.
Oh.
And it's a poem.
Okay.
Seems that everywhere in this world I go, no matter who or what I know, the people, they look, and most of them stare, and I wonder if they really care.
I wonder if they really care.
You see this cane with his golden crown?
Do they care?
Some of them smile, but most of them frown. I hear them laugh, and I see them cry. No matter what, they all ask why.
And I tell them because I'm a drunken-ass hillbilly and I can't get any other job. I get fired after 2 days.
Damn right. Why? Well, I'm just like you. And you. And you.
And you.
And your wife.
And your wife?
We all have
just
a
like your wife?
Special purpose in life.
We all have a special purpose in life.
My purpose in life is to destroy my body in as many possible ways as I can see fit. I even broke my eardrum bone.
In my way of life, I'm glad that I found, for like you, I too make the world go round.
He makes the world go round because he turns donuts on it with his motorcycle.
We're all alike.
No, we're not.
Oh, yes, we are. We all have a dream on some faraway star. For me, when it's over and done at the end of a day, my men go to relax, but I go to pray. For I know that tomorrow, in some other place, I'll have that jump again to face.
Now, imagine you're 10 years old and you get this for Christmas.
Right.
Evil Knievel speaks to the kids.
Oh, God. You know, if you're a parent and you gave it to him, you should be taken out and shot by Bobby Knight. You should be having to wait in that guy's pool for Bobby Knight to shoot you.
Evil Knievel threw a hell of a bash, and that ain't half bad for some drunken trailer trash.
Each time I was hurt, they all said, that guy is lucky that he's not dead.
And they were right. Jesus Christ.
But I wanted to get up to try it again. I kept telling myself that I knew I could win. So I'd close my eyes, and to the Lord I would pray. Oh, help me, God. Let me walk someday.
Let me walk?
Yeah. He's talking about being crippled, you know.
And you know, I'm just like you, kiddies. So when you're laying in your deathbed, just remember, I got up again. You can too.
Every stitch on every scar has just brought me closer to my dream afar. To be a man and to do my best, to stand alone is my only quest. Success is a term that has broad use. For you and I to have none in life, there's no excuse.
Oh, my God.
For you to do what I do is not right. But for me, it's not wrong. What I've been trying to tell you all along is that it's got to be. So, if you wonder why, the answer to that is that just like you, I've got to be me.
Oh, my God, that is horrible.
My dream all along, as I sit here, this drunken slob, is to go through life without ever holding a steady job. And I'm just like you kids.
Right.
Don't forget it.
Evil Knievel is a hell of a guy. He'll ride his sack up into the sky.
Wait a minute. Let me hold on. I think. Do I have.
Oh, God.
I got to see if I've got it. Oh, yes. Very good. Here we go.
He's
cocky and he's handsome and different than most.
Oh, jeez.
Evel Knievel's got four payments left on that truck, so he's gonna jump that four buses because he don't give a...
Yeah. Right.
Jesus Christ.
Be just like me, kids. Get yourself addicted to pain pills, and the only way you can get them is to crack your body open and land up in the hospital again.
You're an idiot.
Right.
God, what? You know what? Last week we had a death in the NFL, and we didn't touch it because we didn't want to be disrespectful, but this clown, forget about it.
Yeah, but that's the NFL.
This guy was an absolute jackass. He really was.
I mean, it's just, gee, I can be famous and rich by just doing stupid shit.
Just being stupid. Well, they made movies about it now. Jackass is all the same stuff.
Jackass, the true life story of Evel Knievel.
It's all the same stuff. Here, watch me pound a nail through my scrotum.
I know. Well, you know, and people wonder why kids do such stupid shit all the time.
Hey, we pay people to do it. Why not? But you know what? If I gave a chimpanzee a cigarette, I'm being cruel.
Bang Radio.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this time. You can follow us at Bang Radio Hour on Twitter, or you can join our Bang Radio Hour Facebook page. We'd love to have you. Of course, go over to bangradiohour.com to subscribe to the show. Send us an email and, of course, hit that donation button. That's how you get to be our really good friend. All right, please, this little show is meant to be shared. Send it around to all your friends. We're looking for new listeners. I mean, we like you guys, but let's face it, some of you were born in a barn. Later.
You've been listening to the best of the Bang Radio Hour. Bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang.
Here I come, bang.
You've been listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm the mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater. Your rings are a lie. You back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With Rapid Insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even...
Oh.
Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our Rapid Insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
With Rapid Insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even...
Oh.
Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our Rapid Insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.